From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is taking defensive measures to counter low-level threats from North Korea. In an interview with CBS Television that aired Tuesday, President Obama said, as we try to resolve the underlying problem of nuclear development inside North Korea, we're also setting up a shield that can at least block the relatively low-level threats they're posing now. Earlier Tuesday, South Korea's news agency reported that North Korea is preparing a second launch of a new powerful mid-range missile capable of reaching U.S. military installations in the Pacific. A jury in Britain Tuesday ruled that 36 football fans who were killed in Britain's worst sports disaster were unlawfully killed and blamed their deaths on police actions and poor stadium design. The jury ruled Tuesday that when a standing-only section of the stadium grew dangerously overcrowded, police actions and faulty turnstiles were among the factors that led to a deadly crash. This is the relatives of the victims of the 1989 disaster. And here they are singing the Premier League's club's anthem after hearing the verdicts. 83 U.S. senators are calling on U.S. President Barack Obama to complete a new security agreement with Israel that would include increasing a $3.1 billion the U.S. is now providing in annual military aid. That money is allocated through a 10-year agreement that expires in 2018. Negotiations on the new pact are ongoing, with Israel believed to be seeking an increase to at least $4 billion a year. This is VOA News.